From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. A lawsuit against a Central Arkansas marijuana company has been moved to federal court. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the suit alleges that Little Rock-based Good Day Farm has created an effective monopoly on legal cannabis sales in Missouri. The lawsuit was filed in late April in a Missouri circuit court. The company filed a notice last week to shift the case to the U.S. District Court for Missouri's Western District. Plaintiffs in the case can still object to the move and attempt to return it back to state court. The American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas is urging the state to walk back new proposed rules regarding library funding. The State Library Board has proposed a new set of rules which would withhold state aid from public libraries that don't restrict access to, quote, sexually explicit materials. The ACLU of Arkansas said in a letter to the State Department of Education that the rules are likely unconstitutional and that the state could face litigation. Little Rock's Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport continues to undergo big changes. The airport's new executive director, Suzanne Payton, gave a rundown of the current state of the airport at a meeting of the Rotary Club of Little Rock on Tuesday. Payton says a recent expansion of American Airlines subsidiary Envoy Air's maintenance base at the airfield will serve both passengers and the region's economy.
That is going to create opportunity for jobs in our area as well as support Americans' air service here. It's really important as we push towards expanding air service and maintaining the air service we have that there's 6 to 8 planes that must come to Little Rock every day to be worked on.
Payton says the airport derives about 2/3 of its revenue from non-airline sources such as maintenance facilities and general aviation services.
Airports grow with population, and so if you're not in an area that's experiencing expansive growth, one thing that helps an airport be sustainable is the diversified revenue from other things like these ground leases and building leases from those maintenance facilities.
Payton says the airport is set to embark on a large renovation project, rolling out a new arrivals hall and security checkpoint. She says the airport also continues to add more parking and is currently working on a central utility plant to help power the airfield's operations through geothermal energy. A new grant aims to help train a new generation of clinician scientists in Arkansas. The $2.6 million grant from the National Institutes of Health will go toward funding joint MD and PhD programs at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. The goal is for UAMS to expand its 7- to 8-year dual degree program by 10 students. The program is the only one of its kind in the state and one of 120 in the U.S. State lawmakers have endorsed new changes to Arkansas's school voucher program. Members of the legislative subcommittee on Monday advanced new restrictions on the Education Freedom Account program, which gives taxpayer-funded stipends to families to fund their child's private religious or homeschool education. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the rules would put new restrictions on athletics expenditures and limit the amount of money families can carry over year to year. The rules now go to the full Arkansas Legislative Council for a vote. The largest teachers union in the U.S. is helping to fund an Arkansas grassroots amendment initiative. Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the National Education Association donated roughly $933,000 to the Protect AR Rights ballot committee last month. The committee is promoting a proposed constitutional amendment which would enshrine the direct democracy process into the state constitution. The group must collect just under 91,000 signatures by the July 3rd deadline in order to place the amendment on the November ballot. Today you can expect mostly sunny skies and a high around 93 degrees. Thunderstorm chances remain in the forecast for Thursday night, with rain and thunderstorms likely leading into the Juneteenth holiday. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.